RadioArchives.com presents Horror's Handclasp, the 28th adventure of Secret Agent X, by G.T. Fleming Roberts, writing as Brant House, read by Milton Bagby. His true face unknown, his identity buried in a secret government file, Secret Agent X came back from the dead to take on the evil extortionist and sinister sadist who prey on innocent Americans. A master of disguise who carries a non-lethal gas gun, X the Unknown is backed by a cabal of wealthy citizens and is answerable only to the shadowy K-9. Operating out of the supposedly haunted Montgomery Mansion, Secret Agent X ventures forth in a bewildering array of false identities to infiltrate the darkest underbelly of the underworld and destroy it from within. The only clue to his true identity is his haunting whistle. And now, Secret Agent X's thrilling adventure, Horror's Handclasp. Chapter 1. Killer's Caress. There was nothing about the house to suggest that it was inhabited, even by spirits. Beyond an iron gate that sagged back against the stone wall was a garden of neglect. A close observer, however, would have noticed that weeds that grew between the flags of the walk had been trampled lately. The house itself had boarded windows. Its porch posts had a drunken lean. The architectural glory of its slate-shingled hip roof was overshadowed by the tall apartment houses that flanked it. Here was a lair for rats and spiders, a wide-eaved shelter for pigeons and sparrows. Surely nothing more. Yet, the old Marrow House was attracting the attention of two top-hatted gentlemen in the doorway of the apartment across the street. "A clever precautionary move of Madame Susu, you understand," said one of the men. A wave of his walking stick indicated the old house. "Not long ago the American Society of Magicians made the discovery that suicide, murder, financial ruin were often traceable to these so-called spirit mediums. The activity of the society has pretty well weeded out the spirit fakers from New York." "Surely, Moss," said the other, a lean-waisted young man with an eager, intelligent face and inquiring gray eyes. "You, a scientist, have no faith in this Oriental mystic and her abracadabra." There was an amused gleam in the dark eyes of Alan Moss, one of the city's most promising young scientists. He shrugged. Energetic brows arched above round, rimless glasses. "No faith, perhaps, Dale M. Boyd. But novelties such as Madame Susu help prevent boredom. Tonight you will probably see stranger things than you have dreamed of in your philosophy." A taxi stopped in front of the apartment. A gentleman whose temples were gray, whose shoulders had a scholarly stoop, got out and assisted a woman to alight. Alan Moss and Dale M. Boyd looked at the woman and forgot instantly that her escort was the world-renowned Dr. Cornelius Arden. The woman was dazzlingly beautiful. "Dangerously beautiful," Alan Moss expressed it in a whisper to his younger companion. Dale M. Boyd nodded. The woman was slightly above average height. Her black hair had the same silken sheen as the simple black gown she wore. A short cape of dark fur was the perfect setting for her cameo-like features. Eyes of brilliant green had a ruthless glint in them that told Dale M. Boyd why Moss had said, "Dangerously beautiful." Moss took his companion's arm. They stepped to the sidewalk. Dr. Cornelius Arden pivoted, his lips parted in what was an almost terrified gasp. When his worried glance alighted on Moss's face, he smiled thinly. Then he looked quickly at M. Boyd and frowned. "Good evening, Dr. Arden," Alan Moss greeted. "Is it possible that your destination is the same as ours?" His glance indicated the apparently deserted Marrow House. Dr. Arden admitted it with a timid jerk of his head. He awkwardly managed an introduction between Moss and the woman, a Mrs. Trumaine. Moss presented Dale M. Boyd to the doctor and his dazzling companion. M. Boyd bowed gracefully over the woman's hand. His keen gray eyes, meeting her ruthless green ones, was like the crossing of swords. Though he had not met her before, Dale M. Boyd knew something about Vina Trumaine.